Okay. I call to order the Special Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness on September 21st, 2016 at 3:10 p.m. in the Kaiser Conference Room 404, fourth floor of the Matheson IGT Knowledge Center. Moving to agenda item number 2, roll call.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Blair.
Present.
Senator Bradley.
Present.
Senator Crooks.
Present.
Senator Duvall.
Present.
Senator Jordan.
Present.
Senator McAuliffe.
Present.
A quorum is present.
We are now moving to agenda item 5B, Senator reports. Who would like to begin?
I will begin. I am meeting with Jacob Bolt with his work last session on the in-road safety lights. I'm doing that tonight at 8. So let y'all know how it goes if you finish that. If you didn't.
Senator Berrigan, or not Berrigan, Jordan.
I emailed Jim Fitzsimmons, the director of the fitness center. He hasn't responded yet, but I've sent it, and I'm just waiting on him.
Senator Bradley?
So with Kavner, we're working on a Kavner Town Hall, and I made the Facebook event today, and I'll be sending out invites as well as making a page, and Brittany and I are working on sending it out over the listserv, so, just so you guys all know.
I've been preparing basically a presentation.
Senator Berrigan.
Sorry about that. I've been preparing basically a little presentation, just I think the pros and cons of the whole situation with solar here in Nevada. Just that way I can bring something, I think, for next week, and I can present it, and then that way we can decide what we think, first of all, on this committee, and then bring it up to our fellow senators.
Okay.
And that way we have a concrete resolution.
So we'll move, Senator Bradley.
Also, as far as Public Lands Day, Senator Jackson, Hannah Jackson, is giving me a contact to somebody at the BLM, so we can get in contact with them, see what they're doing, so we don't have to potentially do the same thing on the same day when we could just work together. So we're looking into that.
And then, for myself, I've been working on collecting all the different clubs that can pertain to the SSW, and so I'm just kind of putting them into different categories. I think we should have wellness events and safety events. We could really bring in people from all different aspects of our campus, such as students who abolished slavery, or our eco-hydraulic club. And so I'm just working on that, and I'll send all those emails out later tonight.
Sorry, Duval. Just a comment on that. I was just talking to Ryan Baldwin, the president of the Environmental Club, and I let him know what everything's for. So, would you like him to send you his contact information?
I have his contact information, but
we have him.
Yes, I have not contacted him yet, though. So, thank you. Any other reports at this time? Perfect. So now we'll move to agenda item 6A: discussion of monthly wellness events. So the purpose of this is I was thinking that to really increase the what we're doing as a board, we should have more wellness events, and whether we make that mandatory, that we're trying to have one per month, or maybe we only have three a semester. I just wanted to discuss that with you guys and see what you think about that. Senator Berrigan?
Personally, although I do think it's in theory, the idea of having one wellness event a month, I think it would be, unless they're very well planned and everything goes all the way, I think it would just be an overkill.
Okay.
And I think, in my personal opinion, I'd rather have three really great, successful wellness events than five mediocre wellness events throughout the semester. That's just me.
Anyone else? Senator Jordan?
So, yeah, if we could aim to have one maybe every trimester when we're in school. I mean, obviously one is already passed, but if we'd probably have two more, one by the end of this trimester and our last.
Okay. Do you guys have any ideas that you'd like to see with that, for especially this coming semester? Senator Crooks?
I think it'd be interesting, since there's safety, sustainability, and wellness. If we did three, we could have each event be focused on one of those.
Okay.
So that we don't have to try to figure out how we're going to incorporate all three for all three events.
That's a great idea.
What one would you guys want to start with then, so that we can kind of get the ball rolling? Maybe we'd only do two for the semester. Senator Crooks?
I tend to lean toward wellness just because it's the beginning of the semester and I feel like a lot of people get like stressed out, and it might be a good idea for like incoming freshmen to see that like we kind of cater to not just like fun things, we're also here for like mental and physical wellness.
Senator Jordan?
So with that, mental and physical, and then but we're also going into flu season, so is there any way that we could reach out to the health center and not have a table but an event for like promoting vaccinations, checkups, things like that, make students know what services are available to them as far as wellness is concerned? We could always get in contact with like counseling services, have them all at an event to highlight the different facets of wellness for our first event.
We'd all want that event on one day or over a couple days. Any ideas?
I think one day would be better because it's easier to plan it for one day and then we could have our volunteers coordinate it easily.
Okay. I believe the health center did have like some tabling a couple days ago where people could get simple like checkups done, but I think we could connect with them, especially if we could get flu shots for people. Maybe we can connect with RHA or something.
Oh, jeez.
So, anyone want to work with RHA in that? If we have a bigger event to make sure some freshmen come out, because that's where a lot of sickness does spread.
Yeah.
You want to?
Well, me and Chris can do that.
Yeah. So, Senator Makabal will take over that along with Carissa Bradley. Senator Jordan?
So, what does the event necessarily look like? Just for their sake, you know. Talking to RHA, they're going to act like, all right, when, what, where, how.
Mm-hmm.
So
if we want two more events for the next semester, we'd probably want to start like early October and then have one like end of November maybe going into finals. That way we can kind of prep people for that, especially the freshmen for their first finals and stuff like that. So if we do, we could either like do it towards the end of the week or the beginning of the week. What do you guys think? Anyone? Senator Berrien?
I think a Thursday would be.
A Thursday?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just me.
Okay. So we could look at October 6th, 13th, or the 20th. It's kind of getting later in October. Senator Jordan?
I think we should do it the first in October.
Okay.
Not the first, but the first week in October.
So that'd be Thursday the 6th.
So in 2 weeks from now?
Is 2 weeks enough time to hear about the ball?
I feel like with RHA, they really slow. So 2 weeks isn't going to happen with RHA.
Senator Jordan?
Could we do it in a month then? Could we do the third week in October?
I think the 20th.
The 20th?
The 20th.
Okay.
That's also homecoming week.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe the 27th so that we don't get like overshined by homecoming.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
With the 27th, we don't have class. There's no classes on Friday. Some people might leave because that's a long weekend.
Yeah.
Do we want to aim more for the 13th and then maybe not have as much impact with the RHA, just let them know, and that way an event in November we can really hit them up with that, especially with the freshmen going into their finals, so October 13th. Maybe we could have a cool little play on words or something for like the 13th in October.
Are we able to connect with
Inkblot
about like marketing materials and stuff for it?
I think because we're so close to that date, it may be hard for Inkblot. We'd have to set up a meeting with them. But definitely for November, we could get some stuff for that.
I mean, you can try and talk to Liv. I'm going to go talk to her, actually, probably right after this.
So, Senator Berrien, you want to take over talking to Inkblot?
Well, I mean, I'll ask her if she can get done by the 13th, just to find out. I mean, if she can, then she can. If she can't, she can't.
Senator Crooks.
If not, like, at the J School, there's so many people that do, like, graphic stuff. It would not be a hard thing to find somebody to help us if they're busy.
That'd be great. So, Senator Berrien, you're talking with Liz later today?
Yeah, I'm talking with, it's about WTF Nevada, but I'll ask her about this. To Senator Crooks. I'm sorry. Do you want me to just send you an email and let you know what if Liv says that she'll be able to do it? If not, that way you can ask somebody in J school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. So we're looking at October 13th and already are going to set up some marketing for that. but where do we want this event, and what type of event do we want?
Mother Quad.
Center,
are we going to be doing, like, free flu shots? Is that what the goal is?
I don't know if we can do that, or if we can really just have people tabling to encourage people to go up to the health center for that.
Okay.
So we would have to at least contact them first, which could change our venue completely for that. Senator Berrigan?
So we have a date. We know we need to market something. But how are we going to... So what are we exact... We need to figure out exactly what we're going to do at that event.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we don't... Like, I'm not going to go talk to Liv and be like, hey, Liv, we have this event, we have a date, but we don't know what we're doing. So what are we doing?
So I think for this one, we wanted to start with just getting people prepared for flu season, maybe encouraging them to, like, sleep more, get your flu shots, have checkups, have counseling when people start getting stressed. Midterms are kind of around that time. So just have the officials around campus kind of start to get to know students so that they feel more comfortable going to them, I would say, is what I would think we should do. Senator Crooks?
I feel like since it's about, like, awareness and everything, somewhere, like, closer to the gym, like, where there's, like, walking space would be a good idea for where. And then what if we got, like, stickers or, like, made things for people to take pictures with about, like, getting their flu shot? Just since it's, like, something interactive, because I feel like, personally, if I was, like, walking by a table and they were like, hey, like, have you gotten your flu shot? And I was like, no. And they're like, cool, go to the health center. I'd be like, okay. And, like interaction over.
So if we are able to do flu shots actually down here on the rest of campus, maybe we should do it in the KC Rotunda where people usually donate blood because they're already used to making that more of a safe zone for slightly medical procedures. So maybe we need to really talk to the health center to see if that's possible. Worst case, we can change the event in the Rotunda and, like, direct people in there for information. And that also has a high traffic zone, so it can make it fun. Senator Bradley?
I know there's, like, a... when we went to Pride, there was, like, these little stickers that were, like, I'm, like, immunizations are cool, or, like, I'm immunized, or whatever.
I have seen those.
Yeah, and I think there's, like, a club, or we could, like, reach out to them. Also, the health center, they have, like, all their own, like, tabling kinds of things. They have this, like, cool, like, tent thing, and they're the ones that, like, give out the cool stress balls. So we could just ask, like, different clubs on campus if they want to, like, I don't know, like, we kind of morph them all into, like, having this little event, or if we want to make, like, it completely our own. But there are a lot of clubs that, like, already, like, have these goals on campus, so we could just kind of, like, hey, would it be cool if you guys all came out and did this?
Senator Crooks?
Just wondering, are we all, like, married to the idea of the food shop stuff?
Yeah.
Like, is that, like...
That's what I was gonna
ask.
Yeah, okay.
Do we want to do a straw poll on that, or is it just,
I mean,
general consensus?
I have an opinion.
Senator
Bergen. So although I think it's a great idea to get people like immunizations, first off, the only issue with that is if we can't get the health center to come and actually like give shots like there, the least, I think at the very least we could have them have their booth there. But I think something I remember during Wellness Week, they had like a stress-free zone.
Okay.
And I just think during that time, the time frame that we're talking about, it's going to be kind of midterm season. So I personally would find it, very few people can you convince to take time out of their day to put a needle in their arm. I mean, if that's even if we have people there, and I think we'd make a larger impact having, like, I guess a mental wellness type zone. I don't know.
Senator McAvoy?
Yeah, I kind of like that idea if we just focus on physical and mental, because, like you said, that is mentors. And in terms of physical, everybody just kind of like in their first month. So these freshmen are starting on their freshman 15. So I feel like if you focus that now, I feel like the flu shots would be a separate thing as well.
Senator Crooks?
Going off of what Senator Berrigan was saying, like, I know when I'm walking to or from class, or even when I have a break, like, I don't want to stop and sign a piece of paper. I want to talk to you about, like, whatever you're tabling about. So I just think that, like, it might be better, like, we'll interact with more people if we do something that's, like, easier, because I can't imagine someone having, like, 10 minutes to walk from, like, the Joe to their class, like, oh, yeah, like, let me just like get a shot real fast, you know. So if we did, I don't know, if we did maybe like flu packs with like cough drops and emergency, like I don't know, something where like a flu bar where you could have like get like a little baggie that has like the ASVN logo on it, and then have like cough drops and an emergency and like, whatever in it,
mm-hmm.
tea, where it's kind of like we already accepting the fact that you might be getting sick. Like here, take some free anti-sick medicine things.
I think that's the best solution to that. Was everyone else's opinions on that?
I mean, with that, into that little, like, we make these little goodie bags that we're handing out,
mm-hmm.
and we can put in there, get a flu shot at
yeah.
the health center.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an actual, like, first of all, we're basically, like, instead of, when you're walking from class to class and
yeah.
somebody's trying to stop you and give you a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be open to that. But if you have a bunch of little awesome goodies and you just sneak it in there and you don't tell them about it, they're going to go look through all the stuff and they're going to see that card and be like, maybe I should go get a flu shot.
Well, then we could also put in like the opening date of Lombardi. That would go into the physical or not
mm-hmm.
Lombardi, the
okay.
gym.
Yeah.
And then also like maybe the number of accounting.
Okay, so it sounds like we're gonna create a flu goodie bag and invite other clubs, and this goodie bag will have like basic things that people can take when they're sick, like cough drops, like vitamin C things, or an information for like services. We could counseling, weekend, when that opens. Also, the health center, so that way they have information goodie bags, and maybe we can make an event where we've invited other clubs to come out, and we just, maybe we could have other cool prizes, like at a different booth, we could have like stress balls or something, so they're like more incentives to just kind of
cool.
go around, and then maybe we could also, if anyone still likes the idea of doing like a pitcher thing, like that, I don't know what the catchphrase would be, but have a nice catchphrase or something, so everyone's like, I'm going to be healthy this upcoming rest of the semester or whatever, so. Is that kind of the general, what we're going for?
So we're all booths and goodie bags.
Hmm?
Booths and goodie bags? Yes.
Right, so we would just, like, invite all of the clubs that are, like, kind of wellness-based to table that day, and then we would make flu packs? Is that what I'm...
Yes, and I do
okay.
still like the idea of having, like, a stress-free zone, so maybe, I know we just had a dog fest, or if we, like, opened up the rotunda where you could have dogs or, like, something fun, connect with the Humane Society, have that stress-free zone where people can just relax. That can be part of it, too, and that way we can encourage people to go to, like, other booths, too. Senator Bergen?
So it would just basically, that's what I was about to ask. So I guess the two main things that we are doing is, well, let me just break it down. So we're giving goodie bags out, like, with all the flu supplies and information and whatnot. And then stress-free zone. So I remember going to an event where there was just a bunch of puppies. I know this sounds ridiculous, like, a little bit, but it's, like, one of the most... How could you be, like... It is one of the most enjoyable things,
mm-hmm.
like, taking a... Like, I can take 5 minutes and play with a bunch of puppies, and it's going to be, like... amazing every time.
Yep.
And so would that be through the Humane Society?
We could if we want to work with them or if we have other contacts. I think we should work with a more official organization and then try to get people to bring their own animals in because that usually gets too complicated. So, Senator Duval.
I believe that is Delta Gamma's philanthropy event for puppies.
Smoochie Pooch.
Smoochie Pooch, yeah.
Oh.
So we could see where they got theirs from as well as probably the Humane Society. I just also wanted to ask, are we still going to reach out to the health center and actually try and get flu shots being distributed there?
I think we should scratch getting the flu shots down here, but we should ask them what their capacity is for like, giving flu shots or just get more information for them or ask them how they want us to tell people about it within the goodie bags just so they have more of a perspective on it.
Okay.
Would you like to contact them or just in general?
Just
okay.
in general.
Senator
Mockball. Yeah, my thing with that is, like, I remember the dog thing, too. My only thing is, like, would they be okay with us doing the exact same thing they're doing?
Senator Bradley?
So we can just, like, connect with counseling services because all of the things that we've been, like, listing off, they do, like, in the KC walkway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know how they do, like, tabling every week? So maybe we can just, like, contact them and see when they're scheduled to do that because they do it already. So if we can, like, add to those days,
mm-hmm.
like, bring the health center down and then we'll have our little flu pack so that it's not, like, a ton of days that this is happening. We'll just have, like, one big, like, because, or we could ask counseling services, like, when are you guys bringing dogs? Like, again, because they bring dogs quite a bit. And they have the contacts and means of doing that, like, without us having to, like, reinvent the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that may mean that we're not going to actually do it October 13th, that we'll want to try more to go with the counseling's job? Or do we want to try to see if the counseling will do it on October 13th?
I was thinking them doing it on October 13th.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, we could see when they...
So, Senator Berrigan, why do you still talk to Inkblot tonight?
Well,
about this and just... And say that we're still wanting it on October 13th to see what they can do about it?
Yeah, I'm just going to basically tell them what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
See if, first of all, they can even do it by then.
Okay.
Second of all, then if they can, then we'll figure out, like, branding, I guess, to give it a name. And then if we can figure out a name, then we can go from there.
Sorry, Mark.
Do we want to set a time on this or wait until we get everything in and see?
We should wait, and then we could... try to actually schedule a time for that, because we need to see if counseling can still do it and if we're going to have other clubs. So I think by next week at the latest, we should have at least a time frame and have contacted people for this. Senator Crooks?
Do we know what kind of budget we have for this?
Not quite yet, so we'd have to...
That's a great question.
We'd have to talk to what budget and finance about this. You would know about where we could get money for tabling. Anyone?
I can check the budget on my phone right now.
Okay. I can also talk to Noah after this.
Yeah.
Senator Bradley?
Yeah, we can just ask Dr. Beattie, like, how we get funds. Because, I mean, we're the people that, like, allocate them, but, like, how do we, like, actually get to do things?
Oh, I think we could. What if we did it through programming? Because they have a budget, and they have money left over from BLF that we already allocated.
Mm.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I know it'd be more to throw
we
on the
could, table. I think that we'd have to probably write... a bill to probably reallocate that. That's not a big deal.
No.
We just would have to really get this stuff concrete so that next week we just could discuss a bill and, like, submit it.
Yeah.
Where does Pub Affairs and the other committees get their money to do their rent?
We should have to ask Beattie.
Okay.
So I will talk to Director Beattie after this meeting to see where all of our money comes from. Sorry, Malkabaz.
Student fees.
So I looked up October 13. There's the... Major Careers Internship Fair at the Joe. What if we do it at the Joe, too, so all the people going towards that come through us?
So I was thinking we could take over, like, the KC for how counseling does it, and then kind of the rotunda, then have some people tabling outside of the Joe as, like, people are going in, so we kind of, like, take over that whole strip. It was, like, how I thought about it.
Like, right out there?
Yeah. Oh, or inside if the weather's not great. We'll see October.
Yeah. Point of information, how cold do you guys think it'll be on October 13th?
That will really depend, because it could...
It's Reno.
It could be 70s.
Yeah, crystal ball.
It could be 70s, or it could be snowing, and we will not know.
Nice.
So we just have to be flexible about moving. I think it's easier to move from inside to outside, so we should really plan inside first. And if it's really nice day, we could do some events outside, or we could just...
Oh, that's good.
Extend some stuff. Or something, or direct people inside and be like, go play with puppies or something. So,
I mean, you tell me to go play with puppies, I 100% will just run in.
So, I think that's definitely a great idea. I think for the most part, we have what we want in mind, but really now I need to delegate who's going to be contacting who so that we can start getting some things solidified. So, we need someone to talk to the health center. Senator Jordan, you had a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so who would like to talk to the health center? Senator Jordan? We'll talk to the health center. Okay, so health center, who would like to talk to counseling? Senator Bradley? Okay. And then Senator Mockbog, would you like to talk to RHA just so we give them a heads up about this event?
What do I need to say? I feel like we don't even need to involve it.
You're just like, show up to a
room. Just information, just in case they didn't catch it or anything, just to be like, hey, direct your...
Oh, okay, okay.
Direct all your little freshmen,
your residents.
Your residents to this event. Senator Bradley?
I'm thinking we can talk to the RHA Outreach Board, because they do, like, events like this, too. So they might be interested in, like, I don't know. They have a board that is dedicated to stuff like this, so we can talk to them.
Senator Markbaugh?
If we're trying to do, like, posters for this event, we just get it approved through housing and just put them up in the door.
If you would like that, like, I think that'd be great. So that would, I think, really depend on what we can get from Inkblot and whether or not they can do anything before we could go through that. So maybe you could start working with RG to kind of set that up, just so we can be ready to go once we have an idea from Inkblot. Senator Jordan?
Should we have somebody in charge of contacting any relevant club that might want to have a table?
I can contact the relevant clubs because I was already going to contact them already, and I'm working on that list, so I will take care of the clubs.
And then, I guess if you want to write me down for Inkblot, since I'm talking to them, and then if not, Noelle will talk to Jace.
Senator Crooks. Okay. Senator Duval?
I can be in charge of looking at what we'll be putting in the bags. I've looked up on Amazon just what we could do bulk. $600 for $30. 300 bags, tea bags for $10. And I was thinking medical masks.
Okay.
So, any other ideas on what to put in the bags?
Senator Bradley?
Did you say hand sanitizer?
Ooh.
Because that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go to
Senator Crooks, then Senator McAballer.
I think possibly, maybe, I don't know how anybody else feels, but, like, I personally never wear medical masks. Not because it's, like, not cute, but just because, like, I wouldn't.
And it's not cute.
Yeah.
So I think that we don't need to look up the medical masks.
This isn't China.
I think if the health clinic had an extra box that they would be fine to donate, that'd be great, but I don't think we should spend money on that when the majority of people probably wouldn't use it. Or if they use it, they'd probably use it more for jokes with their friends than a serious issue. Sir Makabali?
For the cough drops, are we allowed to give things that can be consumed like that?
I think if you do something like, what's the one with the yodeling guy?
I know the answer for this.
Senator Bergen.
As long as they have, no really crazy significant active ingredient. Like, if they're not, you know, a drug.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not... So, some of them have benzocaine in them, which will numb your throat.
Yeah.
That, and they have, what's the other thing? It's called dextromorphan, which is DXM. And that's also, you're not supposed to give people that. Like, I mean, like, random people. That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Senator Bradley?
The health center, like, already has a lot of these things, so if Senator Jordan wants to ask them what they want to donate to our goodie bags, like, that would kind of cut costs and see where we can, like, or if they already have them put together. And then what was I going to say? Oh, the Joe. They also have, like, cool stuff all the time. They have, like, their own little hand sanitizers and, like, lip balms that had... They say get it at the Joe. So if we can, like, not spend money on these, like, flu bags, flu packs, and just, like, get them donated from other places on campus, like the Joe or the health center or the counseling services, because they already spend so – they're, like, allocated money to have these, like, swag items. So why not use them?
Okay. So I think we've discussed this pretty much, and everyone has their assignments. Is there any further discussion before we move on to the next point? Senator Crooks?
Maybe, like, next meeting I'll come with some ideas for what we should, like, name everything.
Okay.
Or maybe if we want to have it solidified before then, you could write on our Facebook group, like, put your ideas here, and then everyone can just comment, like, and we'll do whichever it is.
Okay. Senator Makabala?
Do you want to get any off-campus people, like UNRPD or the paramedics? Or
is UNRPD considered off-campus?
I think because this is an event that we want to happen fairly quickly, we should work on getting those bigger services at a different time, especially since we already are working with almost, like, 3 or 4 departments as it is. I think we should do that as a different one, especially since this is wellness and that could be more safety.
Yeah.
Senator Bradley?
On the UNR Counseling Service page, they have an outreach form, like a request form that we can just fill out and ask them to come that way and outreach to our people. But I'm going to go talk to them at PSAC in the next couple days.
Okay. I think we are done discussing the wellness event that we'll have in October. So we will move actually back to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move back to agenda item 6B, discussion on supporting public lands day. Carissa?
Sorry, I have to leave. Can I leave this with you?
Yes.
And then just return it to the secretary's
yes.
office? Okay, sorry.
Okay. So, I think Senator, or this was actually discussed during oversight, that there's an event coming up next Monday for Public Lands Day, and that's actually about sustainability and really taking care of the land. I know that Director Rodriguez, mm-hmm. wanted us to take over that, too, so I think Senator Bradley had been looking into that a little bit, mm-hmm. so she can tell you what she's found first.
Yeah, so I'm still waiting on the contact from Senator Jackson, but it will be soon. I'm on the website now seeing if they're doing anything in our area. I'll let you guys know later. Oh, but basically we wanted to do, like, potentially, like, a community service kind of thing that day, like, going and, like, cleaning public lands, because Nevada is the state with the largest amount of public land.
87%.
Which is 87%, which means the government owns the land. And we were thinking that San Rafael could potentially be public land, so if we went and, like, volunteered and cleaned that up one day, that might be kind of cool. So we're still looking into it. It's going to be a quick kind of thing. It'll kind of be like how Constitution Day was just done, like, really, really quickly. But, you know, it's cool because it's kind of close to home, you know.
Any other suggestions on how we can support this issue? Maybe if we don't want to have a full-on event because we don't have a lot of time to tell people about it because that's only going to be next Monday, mm-hmm. maybe we could do something like Constitution Day where we're out in front of the KC and just maybe have a big board out there, be like, what do you guys know about public lands? Just kind of inform people about it. Maybe bring some environmentalists or something out. Any other ideas for this? Center of Groups?
I'm just kind of confused, like, what is... So, like, we're conserving public land. Is that what the day is?
Yeah, so...
And then public land is, like, all the land that the government owns that doesn't have, like, houses and things on it?
Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Mm-hmm. They can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, and
so.
This is short notice. We only found out about it last week, and then... more a couple days after that, so we don't really have any set ideas what we want to do with it.
Okay.
So there isn't any set agenda yet. Senator Bradley?
So I'm on the National Public Lands Day itinerary, and there are no events near us. The closest one would be, like, I don't know where any of these places are, so never mind. They're just not, like, near us. They're, like, in Gerlach, but... so... But if we wanted to have, like, what you were saying, like, in front of the KC or, like, an informational kind of day, that'd be cool.
Sarah Jordan?
I mean, they're all work projects. So if we could maybe get a work project for if we do think the public lands, if we do think that the Rancho is a public land, or we could choose something else, like around the end maybe, and then organize that as a public works project, and then let these guys know so they can post that as a works project, and then or contact them, say, what does it take to have our event for Public Lands Day be registered as an official public works project?
Go to Burning Man. There's one in Burning Man.
So would there be any other ideas except Rancho? I know we also did adopt Dick Taylor Park, and I know we cleaned that only a little while ago, but...
That's City of Reno.
Yeah.
It's City of Reno?
Yeah.
So only ASUN adopted that? Okay.
Yeah.
So we should check into Rancho to see if that can count as a cleanup, and just maybe just put it on Give Pulse, and then create an event online, and just see if, like, Inkblot or something can do, like, an online presence really fast, or would we leave that with... I'm blanking on the name, but Senator Crooks, you had a point.
Are we going to be able to do this all by Monday? Because we won't.
No, I'm just agreeing to the point that it is a short amount of time. I think if we only aim to get something on Give Pulse, only if we had maybe 5 people go, even if those 5 people could be us, and we post something about it and start a kind of media campaign or something for... SSW, and then we can get people knowing about our committee more. Even a small event can kind of get the ball rolling with our committee. Senator Bergen?
I guess with that whole park cleanup, I think the Nevada Environmental Club, they do a lot of cleanups.
Okay.
That's kind of like their thing when they first started up. It was actually made by past Senator Cervantes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they did like a truck, they went out to Truckee and they did a cleanup, and they did another cleanup here down by the river, and they do park cleanups, so I'm sure they'd be open, at least that club in general.
Okay. So that sounds like this is the direction we want to go for just a small little celebration of it. Would we want anything in front of the KC or something to kind of let people know what we're doing? Just have it like a media, like social media presence about it and a good pulse? Yes? No? Any suggestions? Senator Crooks?
I think no. Because, I mean, when would we table? Like, when would we table in an amount of time where people would be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to free my schedule on Monday to go help clean?
I meant for a social media presence. Since it seems like no one really wants an actual physical presence or, like, someone talking about it.
Okay, so you mean, like, tabling so that people can, like, post something? Okay, gotcha.
Hmm.
Okay.
The only thing I could think of is maybe a promotion, like get Inkbot to give over the ice cream and Snapchat to somebody at the event. Yeah. And Louise, did you want to talk? Ask if we get this going, would they be willing?
I mean, I could post it on the Facebook page and be part of the club. I'm not a great member.
As no, the ace is about the ace on Snapchat.
Senator Bergen, right? He wants you to talk about it tonight when you're talking to Liz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I got totally thrown off. I thought we were still talking about a different...
No.
No, of course. You mean, like, taking over the Snapchat? That's, That's... Yeah, that's directly well, on. Yeah, that's what I was trying. Yeah, that was like, that's what threw me off.
Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to be speaking to Director Lawton anytime soon? That could also ask her about this. Would anyone like to talk to Director Lawton about this? Senator Jordan? Okay. Okay, so seems like we have no more discussion on public lands. Senator Jordan?
Who's going to be taking care of all the other stuff, like talking to Rancho, talking to everything else, because we kind of need to get the book, like, have.
Yeah, no, good point. Would anyone like to talk to Rancho or do the Give Pulse? I can do the Give Pulse and talk to
Rocio
about that. Senator Bradley?
I'm currently trying to figure out if it is, in fact, a public land. Before we go in and contact them, I'm on the, like...
I need to look up them on Wikipedia.
I'm on the website, basically, of, like, what public lands are which near here. And, like, Reno itself is just, like, all public... Or, like, a national forest. And then, like, up near Sun Valley is, like, public lands.
So I'm thinking that maybe instead of, like, actually working on a public land, we could work at the park and kind of just encourage people for the sustainability, taking care of things... It's part of that theme of the public land, that people should take care of the land.
Okay.
And that way we can
that works.
Have it as social media on that rather than find public land, because we may not find something and have to... I mean, going all the way to Lemon Valley seems a little impractical, especially since we don't have the right to be there. Trying to even clean up could be trespassing, and I don't think we have enough time to actually get any approval for that. Senator Crooks and Michael Bowen.
Could we just do something, like, social media-wise then on that day, like, tabling about, like, I Heart Public Land or something?
Yeah.
Like, cute. It sounds, like, really lame, but
no,
I don't know how else to say.
Sorry, Mark, about
go public land.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of all of us, like,
even
if it's just this committee going out to, like, tap out a party, we, like, take pictures and everything, and, like, we post those, that'd be really big in getting this committee out there.
I think if we only gave an hour or two amongst even the majority of this committee on Monday and then post it, have a nice, cute little hashtag, maybe just go public land day or something.
Hashtag I love public land.
And then, like, hashtag SSW.
That's cute.
That'd be great. And then that way we can maybe also have a table where we kind of tell people about it. But I don't think anyone really wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Senator Bergen.
One last thing. So basically, I think Senator Crooks really got everything, like, exactly. I think we should just be, like, a social media campaign. We should talk to Brooklyn Lawton. And it's, I don't think we should table, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should just us go out there, get a couple people, go take a picture, like being yeah. all cute and whatnot, yeah. you know, saying that we love public land. Maybe we can have Carissa hold a I Love the Earth like sign or BLM. So, yeah, I don't know.
I think we should pair up with the environmental club to see who would like to go out with us so we can have a little bit of outreach with that, have a little few more people, a little bit more help from us, and mostly keep it within us and have the social media campaign. Senator Duvall.
What time works on Monday?
I will send out a doodle poll later amongst us and to talk to the environmental club so we can pick a time because we're not doing a widespread event. We don't need to have like a widespread doodle poll or anything. So we can really limit it to what our schedules are looking like. Senator Bradley.
So I was just going over my calendar and this weekend is the Truckee River cleanup. So we could just kind of like tag along with that organization.
Instead of doing a separate event?
Instead of doing a completely separate event. And it's also Kabner Field Day, so we could also go to Kabner Field Day. Go.
So this would be Saturday, Senator Bradley?
Yes, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So like 9 to noon.
I can't go.
So I can't personally go to that because I'm going to be working with Kabner Field Day.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're working with them, that takes two of us. Senator Berrigan just said he can't go. So I think we should still do just a quick thing on Monday, especially since that's close and it gives us a little bit more time. If anyone would like to go to the cleanup on Saturday and post something and start that, that'd be great. But other than that, it's not required. Senator Jordan?
Well, I was just thinking even if we had one representative going that could take pictures or take videos or something and then send that to Brooklyn for her to release on Monday.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Before we even start on our project Monday.
Right, and so okay. It's like we have multiple things going on. It's like, hey, this is this cleanup that happened this weekend, but it's on Monday, so the frame of reference is still public land.
Perfect.
Like that.
So who would like to go even for an hour or two on Saturday that is available from 9 to 2?
A.M. to 2?
Yes.
I have work.
Senator Duvall, you would like to do that?
Yeah, I can go to that.
Senator Bradley, how does she go to that or, like, tell them she's going?
I'll get you the information because I'm not entirely sure because it's in my calendar, but it doesn't have any information of it. So let me check where I found that information. I'm pretty sure it's the Environmental Club, to be honest.
I can check right now on Facebook if you want.
Yeah, I'm on there.
Okay, so Duvall, would you mind taking pictures, maybe a video or two? Awesome. So that sounds pretty settled.
Cool.
Any more discussion?
No.
Okay. So now we're going to skip. No, we're not. We're going to item 7, public comment. Any public comment at this time? And then 8, adjournment. I adjourn our meeting at 3:52 p.m.
Good meeting.
Good stuff, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
How do you turn this off?